This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is 7/30/21, last trading day of the month, show number 304. Well, there's only one word that mattered today, Nick, and that was Amazon.
Yes, Amazon was the big mega cap tech stock that really took a big hit today. Stock finished down 7.5%, and it was an ugly dip right from the announcement yesterday. So really no recovery in Amazon whatsoever today. It had some moves off the lows a little bit here and there, but that's a pretty ugly fall. And that now is pretty much all of the major mega cap tech names that have reported. None of them really had great reactions after their earnings announcement. A lot has to do with the big move and big run up that they've had, but none of them really acted all that well, with the exception of Google. Google was up pretty nicely after their report on Tuesday, but the reality of it is that has now faded as well. Google was down 21 points today, which is about 0.75%. So pretty interesting stuff when you see these big mega cap tech names that everybody's expecting to dominate the headlines. Yeah, they dominated, but today Amazon dominated on the downside.
All I can think of, Nick, is we saw like Apple had stupendous earnings, totally failed to impress the street. And it just brought back something when you're describing this. Somebody always knows something, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you always have to look at what a stock is doing going into an announcement. You know, we never know what they're going to say, if they're going to take a charge or they're going to write something down or something happened. But the market is always forward looking. So these earnings announcements were, you know, as you said, the Apple numbers were incredible. However, the stock ran up into those numbers, and it's pulled back a little bit. It's not the end of the world. They can still go back up. But for now, they're not doing a whole lot.
And this is setting the tone for earnings reports, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a lot tougher on the comps this time around than what we saw last year, right? So last year, coming out of coronavirus or whatever we had there, you know, it was real easy to beat the street. Now it's going to get a little bit tougher to beat the street. But I will say this, Kerry, stocks that are not hitting their numbers or missing, they're getting punished. I mean, they're getting absolutely annihilated. And that's something that we see almost every earnings season. But I think this time around, it'll be a bit more pronounced.
All right. And that's like such a good point. When the market's in skeptic mode, in pullback mode, then you see these big beats. When the earnings are big misses, I should say, when the earnings miss, then these stocks just mercilessly punished.
Yeah, today we saw some really, you know, not only Amazon, but a stock like Zendesk. We never really talk much about that. I mean, that stock was down 20 points today. That's a 13% decline. Twilio was, you know, down 5% today. Wayfair, which has been, you know, a market darling earlier this year. I mean, this stock was down 20 points today, you know, down another 8%, almost 8%. So when these stocks miss their numbers now, I mean, they're just getting absolutely hammered. Another one was Pinterest. Pinterest today down 18% today. And a stock like that, that's going to go a lot lower. That's not over. It's not a one-day event. So there's definitely some damage done in a lot of these names, a lot of these household names, these popular so-called you know, tech names or these popular stocks in the cloud software space. If they don't make these numbers and they really don't impress and the reaction is bad, the reaction is really bad.
Yeah, it's this was bound to happen, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're coming into a very, very tough, challenging period right now as you enter the month of August. You know, August, September, October always are a tough part of the year for the markets. And, you know, I mean, we had earlier this week, we had a Fed announcement. Jay Powell came out and said it probably was the most dovish I've heard him all year. I mean, he really was a dove, talking about how easy money is going to be here for a long, long time. And, you know, the market, I don't know if the market really wants to hear that stuff at this stage of the game. But, you know, we're going into a very, very important period as we enter the month of August.
Hey, great point. And so Tech stocks, a couple of them were looking okay though, huh?
Yeah, the bright spot for technology right now is the semiconductors. The semiconductors had a really, really good week overall. If you take a look at the SMH, which is a good ETF to use to follow the semiconductors, everybody can pull that up on their charts. Semiconductors acted well. They had a very strong week overall. In fact, they even had a decent day today, up about 0.5%. But I would watch those semiconductors very, very closely. If they start to falter, then this whole deck of cards will come down. But right now, the semiconductors are acting well, and you know, we'll give the markets the benefit of the doubt. They live to fight another day.
Okay, so what will be the Fed's reaction? Because, look, this is a bellwether stock. You add them in with Apple, with Microsoft, the whole group of them, and now if they're going to bring the market down, what's the Fed's reaction going to be?
Well, when you look at the semiconductors, it's such a broad, diverse group. If they were to falter, I don't know what the Fed can do for an encore here. I mean, they're already doing so much. They basically are printing $120 billion a month, buying mortgage-backed securities, and you do have real estate at all-time highs. They're also buying U.S. treasuries, and you know we all know that interest rates are still so very low. In fact, yields were lower again today on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note, down by 3 basis points. So I don't know what the Fed has left in their arsenal for an encore. I think when the markets start to come down, if and when that happens, I think they start to cascade upon themselves. So you have to be very, very careful going forward. I've been in a cautious stance all year. But I have to tell you, you know, we're seeing more of this money rotation, but the leadership is getting thinner and thinner. It's less and less leading stocks, less and less industry groups. And, you know, you want to be a little bit on guard right now.
All right. So finally, this is Friday. So we got to wrap things up. Bitcoin, what's up with that?
Well, Bitcoin actually has been behaving pretty well. So overall, when you look at Bitcoin, obviously, you know, you got that big pop on fake news. And either way, Bitcoin has been defended this week. Right now, today, it was finished around 40,007. Well, it didn't finish, but it's always trading, right? 40,800, 40,790, I think it finished. So Bitcoin's holding up pretty well at the moment. We'll give it the benefit of the doubt. We'll see, you know, ultimately if it can continue to climb. But I happen to think that we're entering very, very good near-term resistance right now for Bitcoin. And I'd be a little bit cautious. If you own it, I would really start to protect your gains if you've made money recently. If you don't own it, I would not be committing new money here.
Yeah. So you think this was a intermediate or temporary upcycle, dead cat bounce, whatever you want to call it. And now it sucked people in saying, oh, happy time, happy days are here again for Bitcoin. We can go back in. And then they promptly get slaughtered.
Yeah. And you know, they may not get slaughtered right away, but yeah, ultimately that is the scenario. You know, right now, there may be a little bit more upside to Bitcoin. But I think the upside move here was pretty good. You put that low in June, you did a little retest, and then you rallied back up. So, you know, it might be a little bit more upside, but I think it's very minimal at best. Yeah, gold was hit a little bit today. Now, you know, I should talk about gold yesterday because gold had a monster day yesterday. It really was a power surge off of but remember, the Federal Reserve spoke on Wednesday afternoon. When the market digested the news, gold took a big ramp up yesterday, and it was a very impressive move. But today it did come down quite a bit. Gold futures down 18 points. So right now, gold is sitting on the futures at 1817. I think you got to still be a little bit cautious here. I'm not in love with the bigger time frame patterns, and I think you got to still watch that there. I'm not saying gold can't go up a little bit more from here, but I think there was a lot of damage done in the June sell-off, and gold still needs to do some work before it becomes constructive again. Right now, it's still in a somewhat of a fragile position. And the other point I like to make is that, you know, gold miners are not leading right now. And that I know I stress that a lot on here, and we've talked about that. But when gold miners don't lead, that always has me in a little bit of a cautious stance.
All right. Well, I think we'll leave it at that. If you want to find out how Nick does it consistently year in, year out, go over to inthemoneystocks.com and check it out. A lot of information there for you. The Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. And your emails are always welcome at kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, that's it for this week. We'll talk to you on Monday and see what the market tea leaves will reveal.
Sounds good, Kerry. Carrie.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, @ITMS and @NickSantiago01.